interest in philosophy. The Arabs became fascinated by philosophy, even though the Quran is not a philosophical book in terms of giving a plan or a rationale for life or for beliefs. However, there was a man by the name of Ibn Rashid, who in the Western world is known as Averroes, A-V-E-R-R-O-E-S, who was able to take the philosophy of the Greeks and conform Islam to the structure, at least, of Greek philosophy. Now, the same thing was happening in Christianity. There is a basic, probably the most famous and basic philosophic attempt to explain Christianity in a rational fashion was by a North African monk, Thomas Aquinas. And Thomas Aquinas remains until today the basic philosopher of the Roman Catholic religion. He, more than anyone else, is responsible for the church being bound to Aristotelian ideas, and not only the Aristotelian ideas, but the Aristotelian geocosmic view of the world. And therefore, that's why the church, until today, for instance, has not yet renounced its condemnation of Galileo. Because Thomas Aquinas's view of the world is not in accordance with the astronomy of Copernicus and Galileo. So there you're arguing about facts, you're not arguing about philosophy, but the philosophy is based on the facts. This Thomist philosophy, the philosophy of Aquinas, had a profound influence, not only in the church, had a profound influence outside the church as well. And the Muslim response to it are the works of Averroes of Ibn Rashid, in which the Quran and the Muslim beliefs are restated in a philosophic Aristotelian fashion. We will see that it made such an impression that the Jews also were forced to come up with a response, forced to come up with a book of their own that dealt with the world in that fashion. Otherwise, to us, Aristotle's completely irrelevant. I am told that one can graduate from a very good college without knowing anything about Aristotle in today's world. I know that you can graduate from a very good high school without knowing anything about Aristotle. And in general, Greek philosophy and philosophy itself does not play a great role in our lives. We have all become technocrats. We're not interested how it works, we just want it to work. And the grander problems of life all now take second position to the more practical ways of life, like how do I make my car payment. So the general understanding of a world based upon philosophy is foreign to us in America at the end of the 20th century. It just doesn't strike a responsive chord. So when we will read the literature of Spanish Jewry and we'll read the disputes within Spanish Jewry, bitter, bitter disputes, and the cherem that was passed one group against the other, it said, we don't know what in the world they're so exercised about. What difference does it make? Who cares? But in the medieval world, that was of prime importance. These were the basic issues of society. They were the basic issues of Christian society.